We're back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on WWL. And we'll have the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be host along with his guest tonight, Saints head coach Dennis Allen. And his guest tonight will be Saints linebackers coach Michael Hodges. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Football Steve in Baton Rouge. Football Steve in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yes, guys, I just want to just say that it was a great game yesterday. Great coaching, and our defense, Bobby, I know you said it's in the top 10, but if they keep holding our opponents to 19 points or 20 points and under, I think we have a top five, and I believe that we can beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's count them out tonight, and go Saints.
Yeah, you know, the bottom line is you have to look at this, and I said this. Mike, you know what we were predicting? What would be, like, the final record? And I said, I don't know. It seems like to me.
I know you went with 9. I went with 8.
Yeah.
We had to settle on it.
Okay, but this is what I said. I went 9-8, but I did say this. The Saints are going to win 10 games if they do this one thing. And right now we're plus 3 for the season in the turnover margin. If we are double-digit in the turnover margin, like, for instance, we were plus 11 last year, which was third best. And I want to say Dallas was like plus 10. So that is winning football. So if we continue to go in that direction and we like plus double digits and scoring offense, defense, we're in the top 10. I don't know how we cannot help to win but 10 games. We will win. Now, listen, right now, 2-0 start. You're thinking 3-0. You go from there. But no,
and that's going to be bumps along the way. It's not always going to look like this.
Because
that's going to be bumps. That's just the NFL.
Because it is the NFL. But the one thing, fans, you have to realize, and you got to be, you got to keep it real. You can't be always a hater, or you can't be overboard and just rose-colored glasses. Who that nation? Is that right now? How can you not give Dak Prescott and Dennis Allen their props?
Derek Carr.
What I said?
Dak Prescott.
That's for
another day.
Yeah, Derek Carr. How can you not give Dennis Allen or Derek Carr their props, what they've done the first two games? It's the best in the NFL. So you might say, oh, we need a new coach, we need a new quarterback. What the hell are you talking about? You got to slow your roll, let it play out. But right now you have to acknowledge what Derek Carr did. He's a legit NFL quarterback. Now, I thought at best he would probably be 10, 11, or 12 in the NFL, but there's 32 teams. Not everybody's going to have Pat Mahomes. And then you look at Dennis Allen. Isn't our defense continuing to kick ass? Now, what end up can happen if you look at a crystal ball in the future, we'll do awesome, and then all of a sudden 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. And then Clint Kubiak's going to get an opportunity to go somewhere else. But that's way down the road. But I'm just telling you, what we're doing offensively, defensively, special teams, our special teams, you look, Coach Rizzi, what we're doing overall is on the likes. Now, they didn't get off to a great start, John Harbaugh and the Ravens, but he's a special teams coach. Listen, we don't get out coached. We are amongst the best in all phases, special teams, defense, and offense. That's not just being a homer. That's just a fact, what they do game in and game out.
Yeah. Again, you always like to leave a little meat on the bone. And I think one of the things is the return unit, too. You know, I think you'd like to do a little bit better there. One of the things you got to give Cowboys a lot of credit, the one negative on that team ain't on special teams.
Man, yeah.
I mean, that cat, they got kicking, and they got a really good return unit, especially on the kickoff side of the thing. Man, they pretty doggone good there. You couldn't see the punt return because the Saints only punted once.
Yeah, well, we don't have to punt. We're so damn good. We don't even got to punt. We can let Groupie pooch punt now and then. Groupie, go in there and pooch punt. But Hayball did good. He did that one 49-yard punt inside the 20, so.
Yeah, man, I don't know what he's getting paid per game, but you know, if it's per punt, he's almost like Bramlett was last year at LSU. LSU didn't punt either, hardly at all, because of Jaden Daniels.